District Attorney Chris Hicks is announcing both a sentencing and a guilty verdict in connection to two drug cases in Washoe County. Kenji Battle has been given 10 to 25 years in prison after he pled guilty to trafficking a controlled substance. Battle was arrested by Reno police detectives last September after they learned that he'd been trafficking fentanyl, cocaine, and methamphetamine in the community. On September 23rd of last year, a Washoe County Sheriff's deputy pulled Battle over for speeding and called for backup from the Northern Nevada Interdiction Task Force, which included a canine. After the dog alerted to narcotics, a search of the car found 3 pounds of methamphetamine, a quarter pound of cocaine, and 0.33 pounds of fentanyl. Now, this equates to 6,800 doses of meth, 570 doses of cocaine, and 6,040 doses of fentanyl. The Honorable Kathleen Sigurdsson presided and imposed the sentence. A jury has also convicted Efren Salazar-Gorilla of trafficking a controlled substance. Reno police was told that the defendant was selling heroin and methamphetamine in the area back in September of 2022. In an operation organized by the Regional Narcotics Unit, a meeting was scheduled for a buy of 2 pounds of meth. When detectives and canine deputies moved to arrest the defendant, he attempted to run away but was subsequently caught. A search of the car recovered more than 2 pounds of meth in a bag on the driver's seat, which equates to more than 5,000 doses. Deputy District Attorney Michael Vieta Cabal represented the state on both cases. Sentencing for Salazar-Gorilla is set for December 18th, where DDA Vieta Cabal plans to argue for the maximum sentence of life with parole eligibility after 10 years.